me pray before I start. Lord, thank you so much that we're able to meet as a family, as a hundreds of generations here together, Lord, along with the saints. Please would you help us to know more about you this morning. Amen. Good morning, everyone. If you don't know me, I'm Holly Barton, the children's pastor, and I am going to talk a bit about grace and forgiveness. So what I want you to do first is, some of you hate this, but I ask you to join in, is talk to someone next to you about what is your dream, or what was your dream when you were under 5 years old. If you can, for some of you, that's harder than others, no offense, but if you could talk to the person next to you for about 1 minute, what was your dream? Go. Okay. Drawing those to a close for me. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Thank you so much. Now, as I told Holiday Club, and I might have told you 2 years ago, my dream back in the day was to be a backing dancer. So I wanted to dance behind the main person, probably Beyonce, with the others doing the same dance. I thought that would be epic. I've learned since that I'm actually not someone who's good at going along with the flow. I'm not good at doing the same as everybody else, and I wasn't made that way, shown, I think, but by me being thrown out of Brownies when I was six. So, you know, I didn't think that dream was ever going to come to pass. Anyway, let's dive in. We've been looking at the life of Joseph from the Bible this week at Grand Designs, learning about the different ways that God provides for us through looking at his life. So let's see if these kids down here will remember the points from every day of this week. If I could have the first slide. Marvelous. Thanks, James. Okay, so day one, God gives us marvelous. Oh, that's me. Sorry. Well done. Day two, God gives us opportunities for
training.
Good. Just three things at once. Sorry. Day three, God gives us
gifts.
Marvelous. Day four, God gives us
purpose.
Good. And today I'm going to talk about God giving us forgiveness. While we've looked at the life of Joseph, we've seen that, unlike me, Joseph had dreams when he was asleep that came true. God gave him these dreams and the gift of being able to interpret them as well. This was one of his gifts, and at the beginning, he wasn't wise or trained in how to, in the way that he shared his dreams or used this gift. Joseph's brothers were jealous and angry at the way he shared his dreams, so they sold him, and he was taken to Egypt and sold into slavery. God used his dream interpretations, though, in order for him to become the head of everything Pharaoh owned in the end. He became a powerful man, despite lots of troubles and issues. In the last part of his life we're going to look at today, though, we're looking at forgiveness. And I'm going to make 3 points about it. The first being that it's selfless. Now, hands up if you think that you're naturally a selfish person. I'll clarify this for you. If you really deep down inside would like the world to go your own way, the people around you to really go with your plans, and everything to run the way you want it to. Hands up if really that's... Thanks. Thanks for your honesty. Really appreciate that. Hands down. From that, I think you can agree with me that my belief is that forgiveness comes from God. It must do. I believe it's a good, God-given gift to us, as we're often very selfish people, so it rarely comes naturally. Now, take my life with Ben. My life is now a constant stream. He's my husband, just at the back there. Hi, Ben. It's a constant stream of apologizing and forgiveness. I never realized that I was so selfish, so self-centered, and so outrageous sometimes in what I expect of him. Who knew I had so many expectations? I love you. Thank you for your patience. For me, this marriage to Ben is supposed to be selfless. I've had it with many excellent friendships where it's really selfless on both sides, but it is very difficult. It's not easy. As we learnt on Wednesday, it's opportunities for training from the Lord. It's a constant example of what forgiveness in love is, a never-ending stream of apology and forgiveness, knowing that the other person is going to forgive you because they love you. For Joseph, this was tough. He treated his brothers with difficulty at first, but in the end, he was able to forgive them. He even said in Genesis 45, "But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance." So then it was not you who sent me here. It was God. Joseph was able to see God's grand designs for his life, trusting in his goodness, seeing the tough situations as opportunities for training. So, forgiveness is selfless. Secondly, I agree with Philip Yancey when he says in his book, What's So Amazing About Grace, that it's unfair. In this book, Philip describes how God's grace, his forgiveness, is so amazing that he saved people like me, like you, like you. He then allowed some designers to turn his book into a visual representation of what he'd written. One picture that sums up grace, what we don't deserve, is that he gives us is this. Also, this is what it's normally, right? I'm sorry, forgive me, right? That's normally the way it goes, right? I'm sorry, please forgive me. But this is the way that they did it. It's quite small, sorry. The first one says, I forgive you, full stop. The second one says, I'm sorry, comma. Do you get it? He says, I forgive you first, before we've even had a chance to say sorry. The truth is, if you really, truly understand what God's done for you in Jesus, and if you really, truly get the amazingness of God's forgiveness, you see other people differently, you see the world differently. Jesus died first, before you were even born, and then he rose again. He rose again in order for everything you've ever done to be forgiven. First, he forgave you first. Mind-blowing. Henry Nguyen said, sorry, it's a bit small, I have often said, I forgive you, but even as I said these words, my heart remained angry or resentful. I still wanted to hear the story that tells me that I was right after all. I still wanted to hear apologies and excuses. I still wanted the satisfaction of receiving some praise in return, if only the praise for being so forgiving. But God's forgiveness is unconditional. It comes from a heart that does not demand anything from itself, a heart that is completely empty of self-seeking. What is this divine forgiveness that I have to practice in my daily life? It's unfair, but God forgave us first. My last point is that it's amazing, that forgiveness is amazing. Philip Yancey puts it like this. I like this guy. Grace is free only because the giver himself has borne the cost. It says in the Bible, in John chapter 3, that God so loved the world. He so loved the world. He loved it that he gave his only son. He, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinitarian God, gave up being totally God and came down to earth to live here to show us what living with God every step you could take could look like, looking at Jesus' life. He put up with beatings, being stoned, people spitting on him, and so much more. And then on the cross, asked the Father to forgive people because they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't recognize God in that form. They thought he was pretending to be God, which was punishable by death. They didn't recognize God. They didn't know him. The amazing thing is that he forgave them for killing him. If you know him, he forgives you for turning away from him. Before you can say sorry, he forgives you. When we look at the Bible in Genesis, we see that Joseph wept a lot. And I feel as though God wants to say that there is weeping when we come close and forgive people. There can be weeping. There can be weeping when we realize what God has done for us, when we realize that Jesus is Lord, that he died in our place, when we let go of all the pain, all the hurt, all the lies we've believed. There is often weeping. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. I believe that God is a good God who loves you, whether you know him or not. That is the amazing grace of the Lord.